Welcome to the People Who Read People podcast with me, Zachary Illwood. This will be a very short episode. I just wanted to share that I just released the ebook version of my book, Diffusing American Anger, which is aimed at reducing American divides. You can learn more about it and get it at American-Anger.com. That's American-Anger.com. If you've appreciated some of the political conflict resolution work I've done with this podcast in the past, I'd appreciate you checking it out. It'd mean a lot to me. I think it's an important topic that more of us need to think about and talk about if we're going to avoid worst-case scenarios. I also want to say that I recently put out a couple videos on my People Who Read People YouTube channel aimed at political de-escalation. One is a 20-minute summary of my thoughts on polarization and what we need to do to solve it. I created that video to share with people who want to understand the problem of polarization and understand why so many people see it as such a major problem. In that video, I tried to overcome some common objections that people have to seeing us versus them polarization as a problem. You can get a link to that video from my book site, American-Anger.com. I also put out a longer video that included conversations with a progressive person and a Trump voter on the topic of polarization. That video was aimed at making the point that one can have a wide range of political views and still believe in reducing our divisions. I sometimes encounter people who think that having strong political convictions is mutually exclusive with de-escalation approaches, that wanting to reduce animosity means you can't be politically passionate. So that was a video I made to try to show people that that is not true and that those things are not mutually exclusive. I think that's an important point for getting people to see the cause as both worthwhile and as achievable. Soon I'll have an episode coming out that's an interview with Robert Talese, who's the author of the best depolarization book that I've read, which is called Sustaining Democracy. I only read that book recently, and I wish I had read it when it came out a year and a half ago. It's kind of ironic that basically the best book on the subject that I've read was also one of the last ones that I read for my research. For people who have questions like, how can we sustain democracy when we perceive so many people as bad and even dangerous, you'd like his book and you'd like to listen to the upcoming episode, I think. Okay, thanks for listening and thanks for the interest. Music by Small Skies.